The Department of Justice held another meeting today with representatives from internet companies. They discussed how long to store information about what subscribers do online. The Justice Department says many companies throw out that data too soon, making it much harder to track down child pornographers and possibly terrorists. The government wants providers to store that information for as long as 2 years. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The Justice Department says its campaign against child pornographers has underscored just how critical it is to have good records about who's doing what online. John Sheehan is with the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, which assists in these investigations. He tells the story of a set of images the center found of one molested child.
Through a variety of investigative techniques with law enforcement, we were able to track back that series, and we found the first IP address that had ever been used in posting that image online.
The IP, or Internet Protocol address, is the number assigned to each computer accessing the Internet. It can identify which computer posted the images of that child, but only if the Internet service provider saves key information.
Law enforcement went to that Internet service provider with that IP address and the date and time and asked who was using that IP address. It turned out because of retention, they didn't have it. They didn't have the logs. We couldn't identify that child.
Right now, ISPs are only required to save such data if law enforcement asks them in advance. So the Justice Department has been talking to Internet companies about how to change that, either through some sort of voluntary agreement or through legislation. One proposal would require retention for as long as 2 years. While the impetus came from child porn, the Justice Department has also indicated better data policies could help lots of investigations, from terrorism to intellectual property disputes. Jim Dempsey of the Center for Democracy and Technology says once the data is saved for one purpose, it's available for others.
I think that any service provider will tell you that the bulk of the requests they get are in civil litigation, whether it's the recording industry trying to track down pirates, software and music, or divorce lawyers or any other kind of civil litigant.
Dempsey says if Congress wants to require that such information be stored for long periods, lawmakers should balance that with new rules protecting consumers' online privacy. The Justice Department would not comment on tape, but emphasized a few things in a written statement. First, all data about online activities would be held by the ISP, not by the government. And the department said the only way for law enforcement to get that information would be with a subpoena or other court order. Mark Rotenberg of the Electronic Privacy Information Center says that's a reassuring idea.
Except for the fact that we heard so recently that the National Security Agency had gone to many of these same companies to get telephone toll record information without any type of judicial review.
Rotenberg says the current system works because it forces the government to ask for data to be retained in advance for a specific person, rather than mandating storage of everything on everyone. None of the major internet service providers would speak on the record. Most sent out statements saying they support legitimate law enforcement activities but are concerned about customer privacy and about the cost of all that storage. Some cable providers also believe they are prohibited by privacy laws from holding on to subscriber data for longer than a few days. Policies on data retention vary widely across the industry, and that's precisely the problem, according to John Sheehan of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. He says right now, investigators must race against the clock before vital evidence is destroyed.
And to have a 7-day turnaround time when you have to get all of your paperwork together into the hands of these ISPs to obtain the data, it's just not feasible.
The Justice Department says it's only proposing that information about user activity be stored, not the actual content of emails. But the idea is certain to face rough sailing since it comes in the wake of revelations about domestic surveillance by the government. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.